This is Eclectic Mix, show number 220. Hello everyone, this is George, your host. Sometimes I have difficulties figuring out how to present an artist's music, and this is certainly one of those cases. The problem here is that each tune from The Matthew Show is preceded by conversations which I believe are essential to understanding this not-so-straightforward album. So, let's see how this works. The first two parts are Invocation and Half the Man, and the first part starts very quietly, so just be patient.
I think my mother would tell you that at an early age I wanted to be everything.
In kindergarten, they had us draw this picture of what we wanted to be when we grew up, and I couldn't decide on one thing, so I split it into two panels, and in one panel I was a mountain climber, and in the other panel I was an astronaut.
And I was good, you know, I was a very good player, but I was short.
And space I've kind of achieved through the use of, you know, a lot of psychedelic drugs.
Like, I'm not in that situation. I would love to be in that situation where I felt like I own something. Maybe I mortgage fine, you know. Maybe I don't own it outright, but I'd like to be in a situation where I felt like this is my home, this is where I want to be. I'm proud of it, and I want to make it better.
I would always make the first cut, but not the final cut.
It was fucking disappointing. It really was.
I mean, my mother is probably the perfect example of that in some ways, because she always has worked under the sort of, you know, working assumption that if she does good things for other people, that, you know, someone above will see that, you know. And then, you know, she gets screwed.
I guess I don't feel like anyone really supported my dream, so nobody really said that this was something I could do or pursue or that happened. So I kind of let it go, thinking that I really did have to go to college so I could get a job, so I could get out of my parents' house and get on with my life.
This is the culture that pathologizes difference, and that's why you get all of these, you know, sort of new categories to the diagnostic manual every single day, because as soon as you start being different, there's something wrong.
Shades of lying everywhere, shades of lying everywhere, shades of lying everywhere I go. Though I'm trying everywhere, though I'm trying everywhere, there's too much light to withhold. You don't fathom who we are, we're next to no one, we're twice as far. The walls around us, they show the scars of who we were and what we are. Were we ever made of stone?
Enough just to create, you know, and
behind every cynic is a beaten
optimist. It tends to think that it's not enough.
Shades of my life everywhere, shades of my life everywhere, the doors are open everywhere I go. See inside it everywhere, see inside it everywhere, the vulgar economics taking hold.
Thought I was crossed in my own hands.
tough place to get these days.
If one has not struggled, how does one help the struggling?
I was good, you know, and I probably could have, if I would have taken, you know, if I would have made the cut, and someone would have taken time to, you know, to work with me, I probably could have risen to that level.
There is a representation of what you were supposed to be, and then there is what you really can be.
Born and raised in rural Texas, Matthew spent 10 years navigating the murky waters of the North Texas music scene in a variety of rock bands. He moved to New York in 2002 to begin a solo career as The Matthew Show, eventually moving operations back to Dallas-Fort Worth in 2006 due to what he referred to as hipster fatigue. His song Office Suite Part 1 was used as the soundtrack to Lonely Girl 15's YouTube video, The Tolstoy Principle, which has since gained nearly 500,000 views due to coverage in Wired and the New York Times. Matthew performs regularly as Matthew Peralt in the virtual world Second Life, where his live concerts draw fans from around the world. His non-musical activities have included writing and editing children's non-fiction books, being one of Fandango.com's first movie reviewers, providing commentaries on Dallas's KERA-FM, and performing as an extra on Walker, Texas Ranger. So let's hear a couple more sets. You'll hear a conversation before each of the accompanying tunes. These are called 1500 Bucks, followed by King of the Bastards, then August, followed by February.
I had like 1500 bucks in the bank, and he's like, listen, you know, I need 1200 bucks. My girlfriend's parents are going to pay me, and I'll pay you back. And, you know, then, you know, you'll get your money back, and it's just for a couple days until I can pay this bill. And I was just like, yeah, no problem, you know, of course, best friend, you know, here's the money, you know, I'll talk to you in a couple days when you get the check or whatever, and, you know, proceeded that for the rest of that summer, he avoided me, I never got the money back, we never were friends.
West 4th Street ends badly. It's a promise head on. 10 years too late, I come and I find the world's moved on. They use such a different ruler, one that tells you how to be cooler than the ones left behind. You've measured your dreams, now you measure mine. Don't ask me why. I'm the king of the bastards. Why my epitaph is blue.
plastered up over my bed. So someone said, this man wants matter. Westbury and sadly,
we never were friends.
It hits the right note just wrong. And you can wait all day for the train. The promises will come. And it sits and it sits like a kiss on the lips of a fat, lying son of a bitch. And it looks so fine at night until they turn on the ugly lights. But don't ask me why. I'm the king of the bastards. Why my epitaph is plastered up over my bed. So someone said, this man wants matter. And I've heard all the tunes, and I've read all the letters. It doesn't make it any better to be standing right. Jazznicks make mixtapes of the day. The New York actors fight bad dreams of LA. And the sun arcs low, so the buildings catch all of the rays. Oh.
Doesn't happen during my lifetime, I don't think there's a chance in hell it's gonna happen after.
West 4th Street ends badly. Westbury ends sadly.
That's a hard scar. Obviously, because it hasn't healed. Just because I don't feel like it's been resolved correctly. Years later, you should give me the money back or whatever. Kind of not about the money, but it is in a way. It's like, listen, you should give me some money back at least. You know, it's not like I'm sorry, I'm stupid, blah blah blah, and it's over. It's like I'm, you know, should have been handled. You know, it's funny because the same kind of thing that got me into that, as far as trust, you know, as far as kind of having this Christian outlook, same kind of mentality, kind of hasn't gotten me out of it, because I'm not really into forgiveness mode. Yeah, I'm not.
When Katrina hit on August 29th of 2005, my parents decided not to evacuate. My mother's 65, my father's 68, and he recently, at the end of June, had triple heart bypass surgery. and thought that they could not make the trip to evacuate. What happened was they watched probably 2.5 feet of water come up. The surge came up through the floors of the home, and they did watch furniture float around. The kind of things that you would imagine were the kind of things that did happen. But the house has been gutted. My parents were carried out of their home and put into a trailer. I spent a week down there, and I watched neighborhood after neighborhood after neighborhood with the entire contents of their houses dumped out on their front lawn. And I drove down the coast and saw houses with only the foundation standing and spray paint with families' last names and their address to say they were okay. And then I saw houses like my aunt's that was just a pile of wood.
February's hard to recover from. It takes the most from me each time. It took both grandfathers nearly more. It stole my body for a time. So come on by, spend your time writing songs about the warmer climes. The fingers claw outside the door. They don't worry me anymore. I'm killing time, killing time for the sun. February ruins it for everyone. Puts you on your guard against the year. Brings the hope of snow, gives you hail again. Hospitals white with frozen tears. So come on by, spend your time writing songs about the warmer climes. Fingers claw outside the door. Well, they don't worry me anymore. I'm killing time, killing time for the sun. I'm killing time, killing time for the sun. I won't be killing time for long. February says I'm done. And I won't be killing time for long. February takes my tongue. The winter makes a pact with everyone. If you let me never find out the game is up. February offers no such thing. So come on by, spend your time.
songs about the warmer climes. Fingers claw outside the door. They don't worry me anymore. Killing time, killing time for the sun. I'm killing time, killing time for the sun.
The Matthew Show. You can find his website at thematthewshow.com, and if you're into Second Life, then on his website you'll see in the calendar section that he performs in that venue on a regular basis. So I'd like to thank you so much for listening, and of course to Matthew for making his music available. Links and downloads are always available at eclecticmix.com, so stop by. Before leaving, we're going to hear some final tunes from The Matthew Story. These are called The Last Words of Sigmund Freud and Anyway. See ya.
So
it is very much an American thing to refuse to be pessimistic. Optimism is an American trait, and most people in the world do not bother with it.
Don't you try to go away. It's enough to make you stay. And don't you try to feel a sway. It's enough to make you say the things that you really want to say. No one really wants to hear it anyway. Don't you try to really live. It's enough to make you die. Don't you try to make it fit.
Don't you try.
It's enough to make you lie in bed. Think of things you said. No one really wants to hear you say anyway.
After my girlfriend left me, my grandfather died, the one I told you about.
It's as if the cultural script was the same, except that the ending was different, you know?
And I was there when he died with him. It was a big thing. And then I got mono.
Here the ending was, you know,
right after
happy until the end of the world, you know?
So I was taking the train home, and I started to feel sick.
In these, like, sort of highly intelligent books, the ending was just really pessimistic and happy and everybody died.
That you'd realize that if you only had moderate or below moderate talent, that you wouldn't continue. you'd think, you know.
You're listening to a feed of the Association of Music Podcasting at musicpodcasting.org.
This podcast brought to you in part by Liberated Syndication, podcasting made easy. For more information about Liberated Syndication, visit libsyn.com. That's LIBSYN.com.
This show is protected by a non-commercial, attribution, no derivatives, Creative Commons license to protect the interests of the artists.